Chapter 5 War drums woke her, played so fast that the beats melded and sang like booming thunder, the call to battle ringing through the fabric walls and burying its vibrations inside her bones. Sakura opened her eyes, her heart pounding frantic to the beat of the great drum's call, and knew that Konoha was marching to war. She had never heard the song before, because it was only for the march to battle. But Sakura knew it like she knew her name. This song could be nothing else. The battle hymn of the trees, Konoha's national anthem, swelled and faded into a fast, low rumble that rattled her cot. She grinned, her lips slick with grease, and looked for her boys. Her shorn hair pricked against the pillow when she turned her head, and it itched. But more importantly, she found Naruto in the first place she looked. His face brightened when he realized she was awake. A real, genuine Naruto smile, pretty much lighting up the entire room. "Sakura!" Naruto called, sliding off his cot and hurrying toward her bed. "You're awake!" She struggled to sit up and nodded, searching for Sasuke. He was on her other side, exactly where he should be. "Help me up?" she asked hoarsely, holding her hands out to Naruto. Her throat hurt, and there were scorch marks and missing beds further down the line. Last night had not been a dream. Naruto beamed and lifted Sakura to her feet in one quick jerk. Her shoulders throbbed, but offered no other protest. They were wrapped in thick bandages, but she could barely feel them. So they were probably all right. She wobbled, then grabbed the IV pole for balance. They'd stuck another needle and tube in her, taped to her other hand this time. Her left was wrapped in yet more bandages. "Sasuke!" Sakura said, waving him closer. "Come here!" He scowled, but came closer.
"What?"
"Have you found Kakashi yet?"
"Is he missing?"
Sasuke asked. The three of them huddled together, close enough to speak without yelling over the rumble of the anthem. "Did they let you see him?" Sakura asked, leaning forward until her bandaged shoulders brushed theirs. Naruto tugged on her sleeve, dragging her attention back to him. "When I asked, they said he was resting." The drums slowed, and the great drum pounded out a steady rhythm, hundreds of voices rising into song. Sakura shivered, her hair standing on end. The song was unearthly, like nothing she'd ever heard. It was also loud enough to make her teeth hum. Kakashi sure as hell wasn't resting through this. As if he could right now.
"Do you think this is the battle hymn?"
Sasuke asked. His eyes shone and sparkled in the fabric-filtered sunlight, alive in a way they hadn't been in the cellar. That was good. It made her happy. Sakura smiled at him. "What else could it be?" she answered. Her entire body sang with the glory of it.
"The what?" Naruto cut in.
"We'll explain later," Sakura said. Because, really? Hadn't he learned anything in the academy? She checked for guards, but the tent was almost empty, except for a few patients. "Come on! This is our best opportunity to find him."
"Should we? What if he's..."
Sasuke shook his head.
"There must be a reason they won't let us see him."
"Because they're stupid?" Naruto suggested, shoving Sasuke. "Come on, Sakura's right. We've got to find him." Sakura grinned, her annoyance with Naruto forgotten. "Damn straight."
"I don't think..."
"Come on! They don't even have anyone in here to stop us," Sakura wheedled. She'd do it by herself, but what if someone tried to kidnap Sasuke while she was gone? She needed to keep him close.
"That's practically giving us permission," Naruto pointed out, bouncing on his toes.
"Come on!"
"Fine," Sasuke crossed his arms over his chest. "But I'm only coming to keep you out of trouble."
Sakura beamed, peeling the tape from her wrist and pulling out the needle. It only bled a little,
and luckily she had some handy tape to put over it so it wouldn't drip everywhere. She tied the tubing to the top of the pole so it wouldn't drip, and grabbed her teammates' wrists, dragging them deeper into the hospital wing. There were hundreds of beds to check. Let's go! As it turned out, Kakashi was easy to find. He'd been at the very end of the hall, tucked under white sheets, tubes, and wires. He had more stuff strapped to him than anyone else in the wing, but it didn't seem to be helping at all, because he looked horrible. Naruto's hand clenched hers. "Is he dead?" he whispered, barely audible under the sound of the drums. Sasuke reached around her and poked him, hard. "If he was dead, he wouldn't be in a bed, doofus." It wasn't fair. It just wasn't. Kakashi was supposed to be awake and reading his stupid book. He would see them coming and he'd say something, anything, and it would make her feel better, less hollow. He was supposed to tell her what to do now that they were safe, tell her how to get the eyes out of her head and off her hands. Maybe he'd even tell her who Konoha was fighting, because she still didn't have a clue what this war was about. The war drums pounded, shaking the ground. Legend said the song had begun during the first war with Earth Country, as a way to disorient the ninja hiding underground. "Why isn't he awake then?" Naruto shot back, rubbing his arm. "The drums could wake the dead." "Maybe they gave him drugs or something," Sasuke sniped. Kakashi's skin was colorless, like he'd been cut from paper. Sakura bit her lip, scraping away the jelly stuff coating it, and pressed down until the biggest cracks split and bled. He'd been sick and unresponsive for months or weeks. She didn't really trust her sense of time if it was only October. "Why would they give him drugs?" "Because he's sick. Duh," Sasuke said, rolling his eyes. She'd fed him, given him water, kept him clean. He'd usually roused enough to use the bucket if she dragged it over, but sometimes he hadn't. Sakura grimaced and pushed the memories away. She was never going to let anyone know about that. Ever. She planned to forget about it as quickly as possible. Naruto stared at Kakashi, rubbed his fingers over his chin like he was stroking an invisible beard. "If he's sick, why don't they fix him?" It hadn't really helped. Kakashi had just gotten more tired, less likely to wake up, no matter how hard she tried to take care of him. Sakura had just let herself believe, let herself imagine that once she got him home, someone would wave their hand and presto, he'd be better.
"Maybe he just needs rest," Sasuke suggested.
Sakura's eyes prickled, threatening her with yet more tears. Wasn't the hard part supposed to be over? Why hadn't they fixed him? "But he got lots of rest when we were down there. If he needed rest, he'd be better by now," Naruto said. His voice cracked.
He was awake yesterday," she said. It didn't make sense. When she'd taken the chains off, Kakashi had looked so much more alive. He hadn't woken, though.
"Kakashi woke up most days, right?" Naruto asked. "Why wouldn't he?" She shook her head.
"No, he didn't."
Sakura didn't look at her teammates. "Kakashi woke, like, once in a blue moon."
"But he..."
Naruto trailed off. She'd confused him. He hadn't figured it out yet.
"Sakura?"
Sasuke's fingers tightened around her palm.
"Was he ever awake? All those times when you said he told you to tell us stuff. Did he say any of it?"
"Of course he did." Naruto jumped to her defense. "He shouldn't have, though, because she was a liar. A stupid, no-good liar. Right, Sakura?" She sniffed, her nose running.
"I thought you were going to get yourselves killed, trying to escape," she said, speaking to both of them. "But it wasn't that hard."
A tear dripped down her cheek,
For all the wasted opportunities when she'd said don't, when she'd said, Kakashi says to wait.
He wasn't waking up. He just wasn't. And then you tried to run, Naruto, and they kept hitting you and hitting you. I just couldn't stand it.
They could have escaped at any time. It had been easy.
We could have escaped so much sooner. I'm so sorry.
Naruto hugged her, awkward and too hard, like he'd never gotten the hang of hugs. He didn't have parents, so maybe he hadn't, but that just made Sakura sadder.
When I tried, there were like 30 guards upstairs. We never would have made it.
Sasuke grunted, but laced his fingers between hers.
He probably would have gotten himself killed if you hadn't. Naruto's an idiot.
You're an idiot, idiot!
Naruto barked back, right in her ear. She disentangled herself and left them to fight, her stomach rolling. Kakashi looked dead.
The numbers don't lie, dead last.
The drums rolled, rising thunder. Someone started the solo, a deep baritone that matched the drums, and his voice made her shiver, the hair on her neck rising.
Those tests were stupid, Naruto protested. Who even needs to know that stuff?
We bring death, the chorus howled. Hundreds, maybe even thousands of ninja singing out in unison. She knelt by Kakashi's bed, the strength that had kept her going draining out.
Oh, I don't know. Ninja?
Sasuke suggested. He was being mean, Sakura thought. She should stop him.
To those that oppose us!
Sakura leaned forward, resting her forehead against the cool metal bars of the bed frame. She was tired.
We bring life!
She couldn't even see if he was breathing. What if the medics had gone off to sing and drum and they'd forgotten him? What if Kakashi had died? What if this was just his body?
To those we protect!
She pressed her first two fingers against his wrist, sneaking them through the maze of tubes and wires going into his hand. His heartbeat was hard to find, weak and fast, but it was there. Sakura sighed, wiping away her useless tears. Kakashi would tell her not to cry if he were awake, and it was good advice, even though he was asleep.
Is he okay? Naruto asked.
She nodded. Kakashi wasn't hot, wasn't cold. His fever had broken. He's alive, she said, standing. It didn't mean anything, just being alive. He might never wake up. And what then? Sakura couldn't think of what then. Sasuke and Naruto were watching her, silent for once, and she needed to tell them something, anything, but she couldn't come up with words that might make it better. She didn't think there were any. Sasuke and Naruto were getting upset, worry twisting their faces into twin frowns. She needed to take them away, let Kakashi rest. The drums were gone, quieted. People returned, bustling through the hallways with clipboards and charts and trays. Sakura watched, disinterested. Naruto and Sasuke squabbled beside her, reassuringly present, annoyingly loud. Her shoulders ached and hurt when she tried to move. So Sakura didn't. It was easier not to, anyway.
Sakura Haruno?
She buried her face in the pillow, hoping the guy calling for her would just go away. Hadn't she done enough yet?
You're requested in the interrogation tent for debriefing.
Damn it! Sakura sighed and rolled onto her back. Yep, it was Anbu. He was wearing a cat mask with little pointed ears. He looks dumb, she thought spitefully, then wondered if the other Anbu made fun of him for having a silly mask.
Can you walk?
Sakura sighed again. Yes, she said. Are Sasuke and Naruto coming with me?
No.
She felt a twinge of worry. Will someone be guarding them?
What if someone came after Sasuke? Or Naruto?
We don't need to be guarded, Naruto protested. Right, Sasuke?
Sasuke grunted, shutting up as soon as he had to talk to someone other than Naruto.
Yes, you do,
Sakura replied, too busy watching the Anbu to look at them. Why would they need to be guarded? The Anbu was like a brick wall, not a single hint of anything in his body language.
Because the medic, who was working for Orochimaru,
she sounded the name out carefully, exactly as Itachi had said it,
might not have been working alone.
What? Did she say brick wall? Sakura meant scary wall. Holy shit, how did that stupid mask look so terrifying?
The guy? She offered, staring into the black eye holes. From last night. The crazy medic tried to kidnap Sasuke, and then there was a lot of burning things. He stabbed me?
You were awake during the fire? Someone tried to kidnap me? Sasuke asked.
Yes?
Sakura sat very still, hoping the scary Anbu would either stop being so scary or go away. Maybe if she used Henge to be a nice, boring rock. Get up. You're going to interrogation. When she hesitated, he picked her up, lifting her over the rails on her bed. Sakura yelped and punched at the scary mask. He tilted his head, and she missed, her fist flying past his mask. The Anbu stared at her, and Sakura paled. Was it a capital offense to attack Anbu? Or was it just treason? She couldn't remember.
I can walk, she whispered, too scared to look away.
Her heart fluttered like a frightened rabbit's. Cats ate rabbits. Oh, fuck, she was going to die. Wait, no, he was putting her down. Sakura smoothed the wrinkles in the patient's gown someone had dressed her in. It had ducks on it. Her neighbor's cat had killed a duck once. Walk.
Will someone be watching over Sasuke and Naruto?
She asked again, her voice squeaking a tiny bit. Yes, walk. The scary dwindled until he was just an Anbu in a silly mask again. She nodded, finally able to look away.
Walk where?
She asked. The interrogation tent. Did they have a policy that demanded they say the absolute minimum number of words for every situation?
I know. Where is the interrogation tent?
He rubbed the back of his neck and shrugged. Follow?
If you insist, Sakura muttered.
And that's when he told me that medics don't usually poison their instruments. I think he said instruments. And then he said that it was probably just blood loss, which seemed reasonable, considering how much blood was on the sheets. Then he put pressure on the cuts until the medic stopped healing himself and died like Itachi told him to. Sakura paused to take a breath. Inoichi hadn't been in the room the Anbu had led her to. Instead, there'd been a guy with a lot of scars on his face, and an old guy with red stripes on his face and a ton of white hair. Sakura had hair envy. If she had that much hair, she could braid it and brush it and stroke it and put it into pretty buns that made her look older.
And how did you find out that Kabuto was working for Orochimaru?
The white-haired man asked her, distracting her from her hair fantasies.
Is Kabuto the medic?
She asked, shifting in her chair. It was really uncomfortable, probably on purpose, because the guy with the hair had a much nicer chair. It was soft and poofy-looking. She could sit in it and brush all her pretty hair.
Yes, he was.
Scarred guy was kind of intense. Itachi told me. He said I had to tell people that.
Did Kabuto appear stressed or in a hurry?
Scarred guy asked. Sakura thought about it.
When? Like, when I woke up? He seemed fine then.
Did he say anything about a partner? Or Danzo?
Who is Danzo?
Sakura asked. And he didn't say anything about a partner. But I don't think he was going to just, like, disappear after he took Sasuke.
He was really calm if he was going missing then.
Danzo was the commander of this army, the white-haired man answered. He died last night. Are you certain Kabuto said nothing about killing him?
Pretty sure, Sakura said. But we didn't have deep conversations or anything. Kabuto was really nasty, though. He totally could have. His hair would look nice with ribbons in it. Red ones. Sakura liked the color red.
All right. He stood up and started pacing. You still don't know what woke you up?
Sakura tapped her feet restlessly. I don't know. I woke up feeling worried. So maybe it was a bad dream? He must not have cast the genjutsu by then.
And you threw off the genjutsu by...
using Kai? They seemed really hung up on that. This was like the third time they'd asked her.
Could you demonstrate?
The white-haired man asked.
Just quickly, if you please.
Sakura shrugged, pressing her hands in the seal and flexing her chakra. Kai, she said. The white-haired man's nostrils flared open, and then his eyes narrowed. Like she'd done something really interesting instead of the very first chakra exercise in the academy.
You have a taste of Hatake chakra.
I what? Kakashi's last name was Hatake, right? Sakura wiggled her tongue against the roof of her mouth, but couldn't taste anything significant. Maybe tasting chakra was a metaphor, or something. She did need to brush her teeth, though, and floss.
It would explain why she collapsed when his heart stopped.
Kakashi's heart stopped? Is he okay? Scarred Man was expressionless.
Can you describe the chains that were holding you, again?
They were really shiny and heavy. Both men looked at her like she was a moron. But seriously, it wasn't like this was the first time they were going over this. If anyone was being dumb here, it was so totally them.
Any other details?
Scarred Guy asked. Could you give me a hint? I mean, they were metal. Probably. And Gato said they were really expensive, and he only had 3 lengths. So he hooked an extra set of manacles to Kakashi's chains. They, put those ones on me.
And what happened when you unlocked the chains?
I told you this already, she reminded them. This is the third time.
Did she need to talk slower, maybe? One more time, please.
Fine. My chains got dull and the surface crumbled a bit. After I took them off, I felt a lot better. She paused, licking her lips. Her head was starting to hurt, and she was really thirsty. Kakashi's cuffs were hard to open. They were sticky inside the hinges. I dropped them after I got them off, and the entire chain crumbled into dust.
Including the manacles that had been around your wrists?
The white-haired man asked. I can't remember. I didn't want to look down. Sakura fought back a nervous giggle at the thought of the eyes. After I got the chains off him, Kakashi started breathing more evenly. I mean, he stopped panting. I felt something. I don't know what. It was warm. I don't know.
Fascinating. The white-haired man stood up. Sakura, would you accompany me back to the medic-nin tent?
You're done? There was a trifle too much excitement in her voice. She hoped they would ignore it. I can leave?
Ibiki, get one of the Hyuga. We'll be needing their eyes.
Sakura's hair prickled, standing on end. Does this have something to do with Kakashi? She asked, hoping someone would respond for once. Is he okay?
Perhaps.
He tugged open the ties on the door flap and held it open. Sunlight streamed in, and his face lost its intent, sharp-eyed expression. He didn't look as smart or as alert.
Are you coming?
White-haired man's voice had picked up an indefinable accent, his words slightly blurred. Sakura slid off the edge of the chair and to the ground. Her legs had fallen asleep, and the prickles of waking were vaguely painful. Yeah, okay. Sit still. The old man, the medics had called him Jiraiya, had said, pointing at the empty bed beside Kakashi's, "We are going to try something." He'd drawn a bunch of lines on her forehead and on her palms, then drew something else on Kakashi's chest. Sakura had watched warily, not quite trusting him, but nothing had happened until he'd stood back and clapped his hands. "Try something" apparently meant hurt you. Her skin shivered, shoestrings dragged out from under it. Sakura touched her chest, looking for the ropes being torn from her bones, but there was nothing to show for the pain. "Lie still," someone ordered her again. Sakura did her best to hold motionless, but couldn't stop twitching. "What are you doing?" she asked, but they did not reply. Her leg jerked, closely followed by her hand. Sakura grit her teeth and grabbed onto the sidebars, her face twisted, lips curling into a mad smile that she didn't intend or feel. Sakura thought she heard the medics talking, but could not understand the words. The wounds in her shoulders opened, pouring hot, wet behind the bandages. A choked cry tore free from her throat, but no one heard, no one cared. Sakura could see them, clustered around Kakashi's bed, their backs turned to her. And even though she knew he was more important and she knew that he needed them more, it still hurt. Her teeth clenched and Sakura's back tightened, her body contorting in tense, painful poses. She bit her tongue, a bright, startling pain, and tasted blood. The bleeding quickened, flooding out with the chakra. It had to be her chakra they were taking, and draining her like she was a bathtub. She was going to be empty, and the thought terrified her more than eyes. The muscles in her chest had locked up, and she couldn't breathe, couldn't even scream. Sakura's eyes were as wide as they would go, and she could not close them, stuck staring at the backs of the medics and hoping they'd notice her and stop. It was like they dropped her into deep, cold water. Distorted vision, distant sounds, yelling. Someone was yelling, and she couldn't breathe. The pain stopped. Sakura sucked in a shallow breath, then another, blinking away the darkness that had claimed her eyes. "You're killing her!" Naruto had a powerful set of lungs, Sakura decided, her returning hearing ringing from the sound of his voice. "Stop it!" "Do you want your teacher awake or not?" Jiraiya snapped at him. "Of course I do! That doesn't mean I want Sakura dead!" She could see them now. Naruto and Sasuke stood between her and Jiraiya, side by side and bristling with anger. It made Sakura feel safe, even though she thought she might be bleeding to death. The duck gown was definitely ruined. "She won't die from this. The chakra she's been using isn't hers. The seal is just returning it to its rightful owner." He made her sound like a thief. Sakura hadn't taken anyone's chakra, much less Kakashi's. Or if she had, she hadn't meant to. Damn it, it was probably true. Sakura felt like hitting someone. It figured. The first time she managed to do anything important, it was with someone else's power. "No," Sasuke said flatly. He sounded emotionless, but she could see the tremors in his hands. He was upset. "You're stealing her chakra." "Look, kid, I appreciate that you're trying to protect her, but you don't need to. I know what I'm doing. She isn't in pain." It made her giggle, then choke on the blood in her mouth. "Doesn't hurt?" she laughed, saliva and blood dribbling over her chin and cheeks, mixing with her tear tracks.
"It's peachy! Fucking great! Give me some more!"
She may need to work on the talking thing. "What are you?" He leaned over, peering over the barrier of Naruto and Sasuke's bodies. He said a very nasty curse that Mama would have washed Sakura's mouth with soap for, and then called for a medic. "We've almost got him awake," someone called. "Could you restart it?" Sakura groaned. It wasn't like she wouldn't let them do it again, if it would wake up Kakashi, but she really didn't want to. "No, Jiraiya scratched the back of his head and smiled, showing too many teeth. "I appear to have made a mistake.
She, was not, in fact, leeching Kakashi's chakra. Also, she now needs a medic.
I told you so,
Sasuke muttered, brushing his fingers over her hand. Sakura grinned, her eyelids drooping. She couldn't wait to tell Ino. He cared. He so totally did. Someone pushed Sasuke and Naruto away and started pressing really hard on her shoulders. That was getting to be familiar, she thought lazily, pain fading into nothing much at all.
Jiraiya, I was told you required my assistance.
Through the people around her, there were a lot more now, all of them wearing medic uniforms. Sakura spied Hinata's dad. It took her a couple of seconds to recognize him, but she was almost sure. The passing out thing was not cool. It made your head feel like someone had used it as a punching bag and dumped a bucket of sand in your mouth for good measure. Sakura was deeply unimpressed. She wiggled her fingers, testing to see if they hurt. They didn't, but her shoulders ached in a dim, distant sort of way. From the way her skin tightened and pulled, she thought there might be a needle in her hand again. You'd think they'd stop doing that after the first few times. Wasn't she better yet?
Are you awake?
Sakura frowned and opened her eyes. It was dark, and someone had leaned their crutches against her bed, right in front of her face.
Yes?
She guessed. Her tongue felt stiff, and she could feel a smooth line down the side where she was missing taste buds. She folded her tongue, worrying at the smoothness. They must have healed her.
That's good.
The speaker was amused. She couldn't see him, because of the crutches, but his voice sounded familiar. Really familiar.
Do you want something to drink?
That sounded like a lot of effort. On the other hand, she was thirsty. Sakura sighed pensively.
I don't know, she said, yawning. Easy water?
Hmm?
Can I have easy water? It sounds hard, she clarified.
They'd put her in a new patient's gown. It had puppies frolicking with butterflies on it.
I want a puppy, she informed the stranger, lifting the collar so she could see more cartoon dogs. A big one. Not a big puppy, though. I want little puppy, big dog, she nodded, pleased that she'd explained herself.
The stranger laughed quietly.
Don't we all?
She heard water pouring somewhere near the stranger. She felt oddly possessive of him.
If I help you up, will water be easy?
Yeah, she agreed. I think I'd like a black one. He could have spots, though. Like the fluffy ones at mountain shrines.
Her stranger wiggled a hand behind her neck and lifted her, just long enough to tuck some thin pillows behind her. Sakura blinked for too long and missed her chance to see his face.
Are we still talking about dogs?
Not dog yet. Puppy.
She was still in the hospital tent, though there were a lot fewer beds. All the ones without people were gone.
I'd name him...
Sakura closed her eyes, giving in to the leaden weights that her eyelashes had become.
Why are all the beds gone?
They're packing up. The war is over.
A glass pressed against her lips, slowly rising until she could sip at it. Sakura did, deciding this was sufficiently easy to be worth the effort. It was really good water. He took the glass away and dried the trickle that had fallen down her chin.
No more for now. The medics said you might be sick.
Why was there a war?
She asked him, dragging her sheet higher. It was cold in the tent. She could hear rain pattering against the sides.
Hmm? Something about Gato attempting to sell Konoha Ninja into slavery.
I'll admit I wasn't paying much attention, but Wave Country has officially been annexed to Fire Country as of this evening. The stranger paused, then continued. Gato's band of missing Nin and Ronin were put to death, excluding Zabuza for some reason.
Zabuza was nice, Sakura said.
A thought distracted her. Fire Wave Country? She asked, giggling. It sounded silly. Wave was a dumb country, anyway.
very dark and smelly. I'm not sure a root cellar converted into a prison is the best place to base your judgment of a country on.
Meh, it's dark right now.
It didn't smell too bad, though.
True, he sighed. I never much liked Wave either. Too rainy.
Only baby trees, she agreed.
The forest here was too small.
Terrible food.
Ugly people. They're mean, too, trying to sell us into slavery. I mean, really, who does that?
Gatto,
Sakura answered. Something about his last sentence confused her. She couldn't put her finger on it, though.
He won't anymore, though.
I heard.
Yeah?
Sakura dragged one of the pillows from behind her and hugged it to her chest, ignoring the stretch and pull of her shoulders. She was temporarily distracted by the puppies on her arms. They were so cute!
Yeah, you did good work.
Sakura pouted. Old guy said I had Kakashi's chakra. Means it wasn't really me, she complained. Sucks. I wanted to be a hero, too. Her stranger went quiet for a couple of moments.
I was informed that it was quite the opposite.
She tucked the pillow under her chin.
He had my chakra?
Yes. The chains formed a link, which persisted for a time. Fabric rustled. How do you feel? Jiraiya nearly drained you dry.
I'm fine. Feel good, really. Do you think they'll let me see Kakashi tomorrow?
She asked. He didn't respond. Stranger was probably bored of talking to her.
Miss him, she muttered. People keep saying he's fine, but I think they might be lying.
Are you having trouble seeing? Stranger asked. He took her hand gingerly, like he thought she might break. There were bandages on his wrists, too.
Heh, bandage buddies.
Sakura looked over, peering through the crutches at the man in the bed next to hers. His patient's gown had penguins on it. He was wearing a surgical mask, and his red eye was covered up by white-colored cloth.
Kakashi?
She asked, wondering if she was dreaming.
Who did you think I was?
He answered, raising his eyebrow.
I thought, stranger. I don't know. You sounded like a good person.
Sakura's brain caught up with the action.
Kakashi!
Shh, people are sleeping.
Sakura grinned until her cheeks hurt.
You're awake!
She struggled to sit up, scrambling for the edge of the bed.
You're alive and awake!
You were supposed to stay in bed, he warned her, whispering.
Kakashi glanced down at the scattered rows of beds. I'm not kidding. The medics were, clear. As was Anbu, and the interrogation squad. They said something about you lighting the hospital on fire?
Awake!
She beamed, too happy to really hear him. They'd raised her bed rails again, but Sakura was a ninja. Half-foot rails were no match for ninja-ness.
Shit, you're gonna rip your stitches!
Kakashi stood up, like he was trying to grab her, and Sakura gladly fell into him, knocking them both onto his bed. She knocked over his crutches and her IV pole, and they made a lot of noise when they hit the ground.
Sakura?
She sniffed, clinging tight.
Yes?
Are you okay?
Fantabulous!
She squeezed him, pressing her ear against his chest. Kakashi's heartbeat was slow and strong, and he was awake.
You've got your IV line all tangled up, he scolded her. But it was a pretty half-hearted scolding. Sakura would survive.
Uh-huh,
Sakura agreed sleepily. She was tired now. They'd wrapped a couple of loops of tape around her wrist and the needle, so it was probably fine, really. Unlikely to go anywhere.
Come on, sit up.
Nope,
Sakura yawned. I'm going to sleep now.
You're, hello, he cleared his throat. Good evening, or morning, as the case may be.
There was someone else at the foot of the bed.
This is not your bed, Kakashi.
They sounded grumpy, probably needed more sleep or something.
Well, you see, Jiro, it is Jiro, right?
I was asleep in my bed when I woke up to a horrible foreboding, and I just had to investigate, Kakashi said. It was awful.
Just awful.
Sakura supported him. She yawned and turned her head so she drooled on the sheets and not Kakashi, because she was considerate like that.
And did you find anything?
Jido sounded like he was giving credence to Kakashi's lies, which was kind of silly of him.
Of course, my jonin senses are never wrong, Kakashi asserted.
Sakura muffled her giggle.
What did you find? Jiro asked again.
He sounded alarmed, justifiably given that last night the tent had nearly caught on fire. For a very good reason, but nevertheless, fire. Kakashi cleared his throat again.
A young lady in desperate need of a glass of water.
You! I fixed it! Don't worry, I won't even tell anyone that you failed to ensure she was well hydrated.
I was so thirsty, she said mournfully.
I see. Jido picked up the IV pole and untangled the tube. It had been kind of twisted. Might I ask what happened to Genma?
Who? Kakashi replied. He was tense, his chest shaking a tiny bit, like he was trying not to laugh.
That is his bed, which he shouldn't be out of either.
Oh, right. He forgot something in Wave. He went to go get it.
He's supposed to leave tomorrow, Jiro said, with the two of you, if you'll recall.
No better time to get it, then, Sakura pointed out cheerfully.
Jiro sighed. Reassure me. Genma isn't dead in a corner, is he?
Kakashi shook his head.
And neither of you are experiencing difficulty breathing, dizziness, or any other sign that you might possibly be dying of blood loss or chakra exhaustion.
Not for the moment, Sakura said, giving him a thumbs up.
He didn't seem entertained, so she added her sweetest smile, just in case.
Honestly, I feel fine.
Fuck it, then. I'm leaving you here. Try not to wake up any more patients.
Sakura held up her hand for a fist bump. Kakashi's knuckles knocked against hers.
Sleep now? She asked, because fine or not, she was exhausted. Fuck yeah. I feel like I went 10 rounds with Guy.
Kakashi dragged his legs onto the bed and lay back, sighing mightily. Sakura rolled onto her side, tucking herself under his arm, her back to his side. It was familiar and warm, even if her knees were hanging over the edge because the bed was too small. Sakura closed her eyes, but couldn't sleep. Not quite yet.
Kakashi?
Yeah?
I'm starting. Okay, I'm pretty sure I totally misunderstood what you were telling me to do with the whole eye thing. What? I mean, do you remember what you said?
Kakashi laughed quietly. You didn't exactly go where I expected with it, no. But I think your interpretation was a much better one than mine.
Oh.
She wrapped her fingers around his thumb, because she needed to hold on to something.
Inoichi said I should clarify, by the way. Kakashi said. I used my Sharingan eye when I gave the order. You weren't going crazy with the whole eye thing. I maybe, possibly, hypnotized you into going after eyes. Unintentionally.
You...
Sakura squeezed his thumb, not really certain what she wanted to say, but seriously, deeply, totally pleased that she wasn't crazy. That was good. That was really good.
Okay.
From what Inoichi said, it was completely unnecessary.
Sakura was pretty sure she heard pride in his voice, and it made her cheeks prickle with heat.
I did good?
You did great.
He ruffled her scraggly stubble hair, and Sakura grinned.
I'm very proud of you, he said, confirming what she'd already realized, and that made her blush so hot that Sakura had to fight to keep from squirming.
His words didn't make it worth it, but they sure made her feel better.
Where's Sasuke and Naruto?
She asked, when her skin started to itch with the not knowing.
Are they okay?
Someone tried to steal Sasuke, you know. I helped stop them. Well, I guess Sasuke's brother did most of the stopping, but I did some serious delaying.
I heard. They're around. I asked Guy to watch them, so they'll be fine.
Kakashi laughed, a soft huff that didn't sound as amused as it did disbelieving.
Itachi, huh?
He's scary, Sakura said, her eyes drooping shut. But he's, like, super into protecting Sasuke, so I guess he's okay.
Kakashi made a muffled sound like he wanted to disagree, but he didn't actually say anything, so it probably wasn't important.